From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The group of seven leaders met in Sicily, Italy on Friday. Climate change was among the most contentious agenda items that were discussed at the summit. However, combating the spread of terrorism was also addressed. Speaking at the summit, British Prime Minister Theresa May called upon technology companies for their assistance.
We want companies to develop tools to identify and remove harmful materials automatically. And in particular, I want to see them report this vile content to the authorities and block the users who spread it.
U.S. President Donald Trump also met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, where the two reaffirmed their commitment against the threats posed by North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear test programs. Trade was another major topic on the minds of Trump's counterparts, who have gathered in the resort town of Taormina in a private meeting with European Commission President Juncker. Officials said Trump denounced German trade surplus as very bad. American singer Ariana Grande said she will return to Manchester for a benefit concert to raise money for the attack victims and their families. A suicide bomber killed 22 people and wounded scores of others minutes after Grande's concert ended Monday evening at the Manchester Arena. Grande made the announcement via Twitter. She said the details are still being finalized and that she will have the details to share as soon as everything is confirmed. Grande also said that her heart, prayers, and deepest condolences are with the victims of the Manchester attack and their loved ones. Greater Manchester Police Ian Hopkins said there has been a lot of progress made in the investigation, but much work remains to be done. This is VOA. President Donald Trump has announced his intent to nominate Henry Koehner as special counsel in the U.S. Office of Special Counsel, a federal agency that protects employee rights. Koehner is the vice president of a watchdog group called Cause of Action that monitors and reports on federal government waste, fraud, and abuse. Koehner, a career prosecutor, previously served on the staffs of the House Oversight Committee and the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on investigations, both of which investigate inefficiency in the government. Koehner's nomination is subject to Senate confirmation. Philippine officials discussed the ongoing operations in Marawi, located on the southern island of Mindanao. Solicitor General Jose Calida said tens of thousands have fled as the violence entered the area, and ISIS-related fighters have fought government forces.
The dream of the Maote group, which has pledged allegiance to the ISIS and to its flag, is to transform Mindanao into an Islamic state.
He said Malaysians, Indonesians, and Singaporeans were among those fighting Filipino forces. The military says at least 11 government troops and 31 militants have been killed in the fighting thus far. On late Tuesday, Philippine security forces launched a mission to arrest militant leader Isnilan Hapilyam. The militants responded to the raid by storming the city, burning down buildings, including a university and Catholic churches. The gunmen flew black Islamic State flags during their rampage. President Rodrigo Duterte has imposed martial law across the southern Philippines, and he has warned that he may expand it nationwide. Friday, masked gunmen attacked a bus of Coptic Christians traveling to a monastery in Egypt. At least 26 people are dead and 26 were wounded in the attack. The attack occurred when as many as 10 assailants and 3 pickup trucks attacked the bus as it was traveling to the St. Samuel Monastery in Minya State, located more than 320 kilometers from Cairo. The United Nations Security Council condemned in the strongest terms what it called a heinous and cowardly terrorist attack. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, though it bears the hallmarks of Egypt's Islamic State affiliate, which has carried out 2 separate attacks on Coptic Christians in the past 6 months. President Donald Trump has condemned the attack. Key leaders of embattled Brazilian President Michel Temer's governing coalition are speaking openly about who may replace him if he's forced out by a corruption scandal. The discussions underscore Temer's fragile grasp on power, despite promises not to resign. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.